really big lizards are crossing state lines in the American South. The Argentine black and white tegu first appeared in the Florida Everglades nearly a decade ago, but they're on the march. Tegus have shown up in Alabama and Georgia and as far north as South Carolina. Biologists say tegu lizards could wreak havoc on the environment if their numbers keep growing. Amy Yackel Adams is an ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. She's with us now. And Amy, these lizards can grow up to 4 feet long. Tell us more about them.
The Argentine black and white tegu is a lizard that is native to South America. And as you mentioned, are now established in Florida. And we are finding populations in Georgia. This is a tegu that is a very stout tegu. When, you know, they have enough resources, they can get pretty large. Although in Georgia, the ones that we are pulling out there on average are less than 2 feet, and that includes the tail.
2 feet. So, but they can get bigger. And I've actually seen pictures of them next to like a household dog, and they're either the same size or bigger than a dog. So, I mean, they can grow pretty big.
Yes. If they have adequate resources and they're an older tegu, they certainly can get large. They're the largest of the tegu lizards.
And as you say, they're native to South America. So how did they get to first to Florida and then further north?
The pet trade. And we also have people in the U.S. that raise them for the pet trade. And those animals are now being either accidentally or intentionally released into the environment. This summer was really the first summer where we saw multiple states reporting tegu lizard sightings. Hmm.
How many do you think live in the United States now in the wild?
Ooh, I don't have a good guess. I do know that there are many hundreds in Florida. In Georgia, we have 30 documented tegu lizards that we've removed from the wild in Georgia. And I know that in South Carolina, they have removed 8, I believe, this summer. So right now, we're in a situation where we really don't have a good sense for how extensive this is.
Well, I know you've studied the potential for these lizards to expand their numbers beyond that, and then you've warned that the entire southeastern United States could be at risk. How much further could they expand their range in the United States? I mean, at what point does the habitat just not work for them anymore?
Our models indicate basically all of Mexico and all of the southern U.S. portion of the U.S. And of course, that would change as, you know, climatic conditions would change.
Right. So the question is, why does it matter? Other than, you know, scaring the pants off of people who are afraid of reptiles and waking up to them one day on the doorstep, and I don't want to be overdramatic here, but what impact could they have on the environment?
Well, that they're omnivores, and so the tegus are very good predators, and they have been documented eating all sorts of prey, from toads to crayfish to beetles to invertebrates. Right now in the state of Georgia, they're very concerned about other species that are protected, such as the gopher tortoise, but they're also worried about just ground nesting birds like quails, wild turkeys. So they do pose quite a risk to native fauna.
We should say not to people, though.
You know, the only thought with tegus and people is just if somebody were to hold a wild tegu, they can bite and they can be aggressive. But I will say they are really good runners. And catching a tegu would only happen if it were a tame tegu.
I see. Well, sometimes people in other parts of the country are encouraged to hunt populations. I'm thinking of like wild pigs in Texas or pythons in Florida. I mean, is that something that would control the problem, or are states doing anything that would help manage the populations?
Right now, what states are doing are encouraging citizens to report any sightings so that state agents can be dispatched to maybe place traps and remove them from the wild. in their native range, they are hunted rather heavily for their leather. And they can withstand really substantial harvests and still persist. That is what has a lot of state agencies alarmed, is that there is such population resilience in the face of really substantial removal efforts of this species.
A tenacious lizard. That would probably has some state wildlife departments pretty worried. Amy Yackel Adams, research ecologist with the U.S. Geological Survey, talking to us about invasive tegu lizards in the southeastern United States. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.